In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, as we celebrate the salvation that was brought to us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we would like to look at how St. Paul is comparing the Lord Christ, calling him the second Adam, with the first Adam. We hear this in the first epistle to the Corinthians, that for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. And the question will be for all of us and for every human being, which Adam you would like to belong to. So we'll talk today in comparison about the first Adam, the one that brought all of us, and the second Adam, Christ. We will compare them, talk about two gardens, two trees, and two Adams. The two gardens, quickly in comparison, the first one was the Garden of Eden, and this garden was full of life before the fall. Everything was prepared for the first Adam to enjoy. Everything was very alive. Look at this in comparison with the second garden, the Garden of Gethsemane. The one in Gethsemane was over a place called the Brook Kidron or River Kidron. And St. John intentionally is bringing our attention to look at this place. What about this place? He says, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the Brook Kidron, where there was a garden. What about this particular place, this particular garden? We go back to Jeremiah 31, and we hear him speaking about this place, saying, and the whole valley of the dead bodies and of the ashes and all of the fields, as far as the Brook Kidron, to the corner of the horse gate toward the east, shall be holy to the Lord. So this place was known to be close to a cemetery. All dead bodies were there. As if the Lord coming to pick up everything, he's coming to the place, now the garden that is full of the smell of death. So this is the first comparison, first garden, how it was, and then the second garden where the Lord Christ came to. The first Adam in the paradise or in the first garden satisfied his own will. He wanted to eat, and this is what he did. He went and ate from the forbidden tree. In the Garden of Gethsemane, we see the Lord Jesus saying this, the second or the last Adam, how he submitted his will entirely to the Father. Say, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Look at the comparison. How the first Adam in his will, where he went, and how the second Adam came to correct everything, denying his own will, accepting only the will of the Father. In the garden also, the two gardens, Adam and his wife, when they heard the sound of the Lord, they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the tree of the garden. This is the place where this kind of fear started to creep into the heart of man. Look at this in comparison to the second or the last Adam. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward when the people came to capture and seize him. Went forward and said to them, whom are you seeking? He is not hiding, because he came to lift the wrath, the punishment, away from us. The first Adam in the garden sought after his selfish gains, so he died along with all his children. He thought only about what I want to do. That's enough. And what he ended up doing made him to be like dead. Last Adam in comparison, thought of others to save them and set them free. Look here, when the Lord Christ was captured, then what he said. Jesus answered and told the people, I have told you that I am he. Therefore, if you seek me, let these go their way. He was saving his disciples. Let them go their way. Let them go free, not to harm them in any way. Look at how the mindset between the first Adam, who thought only of himself, versus the last Adam, who thought of the people around him. Because of the transgression of the first Adam, we find that he was sent out of the garden. This was the end, the outcome of his choice. And then because of the sacrifice of the last Adam, paradise was open to the first Adam and his children. Today, when we heard the Lord Christ promising the right-hand thief, today you will be with me in the paradise. restoring all of those who believe in him to go back into what they lost because of the transgression of the first Adam. So this comparison between the first garden and second garden, what about the two trees? The first tree is the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the second tree is the tree of the cross. The serpent seduced the first Adam, tempted him, and defeated him at the tree. This were the battlefield where he lost the battle against the devil. A last Adam crushed the serpent's head at the tree of the cross. In comparison, victory was brought to us also in front of another tree. This is the tree of the cross. The first Adam was stripped of grace and became naked after he ate. Then not only he felt his nakedness, but grace was taken away from him. And that's why he felt he wants to hide. The last Adam, as we hear in the fraction to the Son in the liturgy, ascended upon the cross naked that he might clothe us with the garment of his righteousness. The first one, his action made him and his children to become naked of grace. The second Adam went up on the cross naked to clothe us with his righteousness. We know that all those people who are baptized to Christ have put on Christ as if he becomes our clothes. At the tree, Adam was separated from God. When he ate, he separated himself from God. Accordingly, he cannot keep in unity with anyone. He was separated also from his wife and his children. And we see how he spoke about Eve after the fall, the woman that you gave to me, how his children started to kill each other. At the cross, the other tree, Christ's side was opened. And what happened? When it was opened by the spear, came from it water and blood. Water and blood becomes the means by which all of those who believe will come and become united again in him. He becomes Adam who unites all of us in him. The water is the water of baptism. And the blood is the one we partake from on the altar. And by these, we are united not only with him, but united with one another. Look here how the first Adam, that was supposed to unite all of us with God, cut himself and cut all of his children from God. And the second and the last Adam, how through his sacrifice, united us to one another and united us with God the Father as well. At the tree, Adam was given a fruit to eat and die. He ate this, and this kind of food caused him to lose this kind of like unity with God, and that's accordingly he died. On the cross, the last Adam gave himself as food from above that became the medicine of immortality. He became the fruit. He became the manna that by which we eat and live forever. So accordingly, it is the cross that transferred the birthright from the first Adam to be laid on the head of the last Adam. Look at this picture. This is Jacob, our father Jacob, putting his hand, crossing his hands over the children of Joseph. The older was Manasseh, and the younger one was Ephraim. Manasseh was symbolizing first Adam. He was supposed to receive the birthright, to receive the blessing. Ephraim is the second one. He doesn't have a blessings for this rank. But because of the cross, what happened? Now the birthright, the blessing is transferred to come on the head of the second one, the last Adam, to be taken away from the first one and to be given to the second one. The two Adams, we look at them quickly in comparison also. We find St. Paul is making here the contrast clear in his first epistle to the Corinthians and also in his epistle to the Romans. The first Adam was of the earth, made of dust. The second Adam is the Lord from heaven. Look at the difference. One comes from the earth, one comes for us from heaven. The first Adam became a living being. God made him just to have a life in himself. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Through him, we all live. Look here again at the comparison. How first Adam, through his disobedience, introduced death, and the second Adam, through his obedience, brought life. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Sometimes we complain and say, why should I inherit Adam's fault? He did a mistake. Why his mistake will bring death to me? Actually, if we are to deny this, then we cannot accept the righteousness of Christ. What did we do and what he accomplished by himself today? We did nothing. We are watching. But through his action, then his righteousness is transferred to us. Through the same way, first Adam passed this, second Adam communicated to us, passed to us his righteousness. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. We struggle to live a righteous life, but no matter how hard we try, it is only the righteousness of Christ that can save us. His obedience, that by which we can be saved, we can have boldness to stand before God the Father in the last day. The first Adam and his bride wanted to be like God. He liked the idea. Why not to do it on my own and become like God? On comparison, in contrast, in his humility, the last Adam emptied himself, being God, emptied himself from glory and became son of man to make us the children of God. God intended for us to be glorified, to receive this glory of him. He wanted us to be like him. But this was not the way that Adam pursued, the first Adam, just to do it on his own. We try to exalt ourselves. We try to become like God. And by doing this, we separate ourselves from him and from everybody else. In contrast, the only way is humility, by which Christ can make us to become like him. Even though we are born of the first Adam, we are all come from him. But as many as received him, him is referring to Christ, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now we say Adam is not anymore like our, yes, biologically we belong to him, but because we believe in Christ, we are born of him. That is why, because of his redemption, and on this promise, we dare to call God Abba Father. He gave us this kind of sonship. This is how we understand the verse when Christ said, "Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven." Yes, after the redemption, then no one actually is our father. The true father is the one who gave himself, who united us to himself and united us back again to God the Father. A comparison between first Adam and second Adam sets before our eyes the magnificence of the salvation that was brought to us. And in the same way, also a question, to which Adam I belong, I can define and relate to. Am I still related to the first Adam and his action, his bride, his selfishness? Or I belong to the second Adam with all of his humility and his love and righteousness? And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.